Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Underscore Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Harrison Dupler, here along with fellow co-host Patty O'Toole or Patty Parable, and also fellow co-host Benjamin Saja or Quantum Snow. And today we have our fantastic guest, known as Cheekser in the League of Legends and Overwatch world, Chico Damarov, here with us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Chico?
Hello, my name is actually Chingis. I go by Chico for short. Long story, I don't really want to get into it now. Might get into it later. I'm just your average 20-year-old kid working 9-to-5s, like 4 days a week. Going to school at Columbus State Community College. Got the cybersecurity major. You already know what it is. We're going into technology. Let's go. I play League every day, all day. I got 2,000 games total this season, 1,600 of which are ranked, and I'm ranked D2, highest in any server I'm in right now, any Discord server. So, that's me.
Nice.
Pretty much a top dog, then.
Yeah. So on that note, Chico, I wanted to ask you a couple questions, because you have kind of a history behind Overwatch and League with sort of your mentality when it comes to competitive games like that. Could you maybe explain a little bit about sort of your mentality involving sort of like essentially a solo queue ranked game or a game that you queue by yourself that involves, it's a team game, but it involves your personal rank and your personal well-being?
Sure. Regarding Overwatch, and I think Mr. Benjamin Saja can kind of attest to this, I really did not have a lot of patience when I was playing ranked in Overwatch, partially because there was a voice chat, and you know, I kind of took the ball and ran with that one anytime I was a little displeased or a little tilted. But with League, there is no voice chat, and at first, when I first started playing League and I first got into like the ranked scene, you know, like I queued up for my first ranked game, I was excited. I was very, very toxic. I was very... very mean, very, you know, short of patience. But I eventually came to learn that, you know, it's better to just hold mental, hold resolve, believe you can win. And of all the people, you know, this season, I have not quit once. I have not given up once. I keep playing with all, you know, the negative losses and, you know, all the negative, you know, kind of like criticisms I receive for like, ha, hard stuck, ha, loser. I'm like, whatever, man. But the one thing I can hold true is that, you know, I've kind of like put up my fortified wall of resistance, and I just keep going at it.
A little bit of a gamer, a little bit of a grinder. How do you keep going through all of that? Because, you know, toxicity is not always the easiest to shrug off, and especially in League.
While that is true, if you gotta have like the sorry, I didn't really answer Harrison's question about the mental mindset, but if you're playing with somebody, right, chances are you're never gonna see them again. Chances are you're never gonna talk to them again. To me, that person is like just, he's not really someone, you know, that I should really like care about, right? Aside from in the game, outside of the game, right? Like, I'm not gonna think about them ever again. So why should I like let myself get mad over something, or you know, kind of let them get the better of me, right? I gotta be the bigger man. I gotta be the wiser person. So what if they get mad? So what if they lose their temper, you know? It's better for me to not let myself fall under that criticism and fall prey to that, like, attack and that kind of, like, whole, like, mental, you know, tilt, and save myself in future games and save myself for, you know, the rest of the day, and not let it ruin my whole day. You can't let one thing, you know, just kind of take you down. And that's just how I've been really coping with that and many other things.
Makes sense. So how did you find yourself getting into League? Because we mentioned a little bit of Overwatch beforehand. How'd you find your way into League?
Haha, funny story. Funny story. Well, I was a very big Overwatch buff. Me and you, as you know, we used to duel a lot. We used to.
You want to talk about that first?
I was a
back in the days.
Me and Ben used to tag team in Overwatch ranked. Yeah, he was my Ana. I was the Junkrat. Still can't aim, by the way. Still can't aim to this day. I suck at FPSs. Not gonna lie. But I was a giant Overwatch buff, and I remember one distinctive night where me and my friends all got together. I'm pretty sure Harrison was there. I know Ben was there. Not sure if you were there, Patrick.
I don't know.
But we were all at William's house.
No, we were at William's house, right? We were at William's house?
Yeah, we were at William's house.
No, I think Pat was there.
Maybe he was. It was a classic LAN party. That's all I know. And we all got our crappy gaming laptops out.
Yes, sir.
And as a side note, we all kind of upgraded to
all of us but Jack.
All of us but Jack.
Also,
Jack
I'm not running on my desktop right now, but this is
but
the
that's,
better
that's
laptop.
Okay. You're still part of Ethernet immortality, so I commend you for that. But we were all at the table, and Jack told, I'm pretty sure it was Jack and Harrison, they were trying to convince me, it's like, you should play League of Legends.
Yeah.
And at the time, I thought League of Legends was Hearthstone. I thought it was a card game. I'm like, why the heck am
why
I
would
ever
I play
going
a
to,
card
you know,
game?
Play a stupid card
I'm
game.
I'm gonna be real. I didn't know that you thought it was a card game.
It was just like League was just like it was just a name, right? It was just this name that like I heard somewhere, and you know, I saw the logo, the old logo for League, like the old like when the very old. You know what I'm talking about? Like, is this League of Legends?
Yeah.
It's this big emblem. It used to be when you fired up the client, and for some reason, that reminded me of Hearthstone, and I'm like, you know what? This is probably a card game. And as my friends know me, I'm a big like enthusiast of clowns, you know, jesters,
local clown enthusiast,
cards, any of this like cringe
title.
Shit, you know,
it's like a Twitter bio or something.
Yeah, I'm known as the clown.
My name is Chinggis,
right?
Damarov. I'm the local clown enthusiast.
Send me your information on all local
clowns. Oh, you
clowns.
Like clowns?
There's
name
no particular
every clown
reason.
Clown
sightings.
Name every clown right now.
Bro, Pat, I got you beat. I'll be right back.
He's got a list going. Hold on.
Is he getting a gun?
This man disappeared.
He's going to go get his fucking clown
hat.
What
is he going to bring?
What do you think? I'm some kind of clown?
Harrison Dupler, what will he do?
He's just gone. He's just gone.
He's worried. He could be here within 15 minutes to murder me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
he's just going to show up at your door.
You have the toe-cutting knife, dude. You're safe. Don't worry.
The toes.
Oh, God.
Turn off the white skis.
He's back. He's back.
I see. I'm going to cut some people.
You got to put it back in the sheep, just in case.
Cut some heathens.
Yeah, welcome back.
But yeah, like, as I was continuing my little story.
Thank you.
So I'm like, everyone knows that I love this. I love these, like, weird, like, strange things. And I'm like, you know what, Jack? If there is a jester character in League of Legends, I will play the game. And at that moment, I realized I screwed up because there was a jester character in League of Legends. And he's like, I got you, homie. And he fucking whips out his phone. He does a quick Google search and shows it to me. I'm like, you know what? This guy looks pretty cool. Yeah, Shaco, the demon jester champion. And I downloaded the game. Took me like an hour because my shitty PC, you know, didn't want to do it. And I downloaded the game. I'm like, what the hell is this? I've never played a MOBA before. You know, I've been like a TF2 player, an Overwatch player. You know, I played some Nintendo. You know, very, very, like, very light stuff. Not, like, super FPS-y. And then you give me a MOBA, and I'm like, what is
this technology?
And you put me... if you guys know League, right? Like, you put
we
me on the
hardest
roll.
We've talked about League, I think, for every single podcast.
Yeah, at least once.
Oh, I see. But, like, the jungle is the hardest role to learn, and... Jack buys me Shaco, right? Just so I would play the 3100 Blue Essence, and I play him.
IP,
I'm like, this guy sucks. I don't like this guy, but I'm like, but I like the game. So, and that's how it started. And I started, and I like committed my life to it. Basically,
I'd like to mention my favorite story about Shaco first starting League, which was he wanted to jungle really badly in the beginning. Like, he really... And League has the thing where you have to hit level 10 to jungle. And so, the time, there were, like, a lot of people playing jungle for some reason. Me and William were fighting over it a lot. and somebody else was in there. I think Pat was in there a little bit sometimes. No, Pow's top lane support. Somebody else was there. But Chico kept taking my camps as a top lane Shaco because he wanted to jungle. And it was, I got so mad at him at the time, but it's the funniest thing looking back on it.
And every time I take it, I'd be like, ha, got him. And just,
I get so mad. It was like the, it was like everybody was neck deep in the tank meta, though. So
that was, yes, that be was like the Cho'Gath jungle meta. Fun times for Patrick, not fun times. Dude,
hey, it was fun times for me too.
Dude, when I started League of Legends, I was a classic Cho'Gath mid, six Roas.
Ain't nobody gonna stop
me. Like, no one could stop me. I think back on like when I first started playing League, and I'm like, man, that was some scuffed stuff. That was weird. Because like,
Leggy convinced me to go AP Ashe top lane because I didn't know what items were.
Dude, like, I remember looking at cursed footage from forever ago, and I'm just like, man, how do I play this game of 20 frames? And like, I just play a slideshow simulator, and I'm just like, this yellow box represents a Master Yi, this purple triangle is Cho'Gath, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
I remember that. I remember, like, we would be in the middle of a team fight. And you're like, dang, why'd we lose? And you were like, guys, I had 15 frames. Yeah. Like, I didn't know what was going on in the fight. Me I pressed R. I didn't know I missed until I didn't know I missed until 30 seconds ago.
I don't know. I missed my point and click skill shot. I thought I went through. That's my fault, y'all. But yeah. But
I don't know how I made it past gold. I'm still baffled that I ever made it to diamond.
Like, oh, Chico, do you have your own Wi-Fi? I feel like we never clear. I've never
my
remembered.
Wi-Fi? Well, oh my God. Okay, oh, so yeah, this is going to be a long story. So this is going to be a fun one. So I, for the viewers, right, people don't know I come from like a, it's not Russian. It's more of a, my mom is from a former Soviet Union country called Azerbaijan. But, you know, she speaks Russian. I know Russian. And she comes from like this household of like old school, right? So old school parent, gotta get good grades, I don't like computers, phones are evil, blah 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 blah. And when we moved to this apartment, which is like what, like 15 years ago? I can't remember, my memory is dog, but we move here and we basically steal internet, which I know is illegal. I know it's illegal now. I didn't know it was illegal back then when I was like a kid, but we're leeching off like internet from our neighbors, and we continue to do so until like maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, where I told my mom, I'm like, bro, it is the 20th century. It is the 21st century. My bad. You cannot live in this world without internet, and it's a lot better to have your own, right? Like logically. And I'm like, I'll offer to pay for it fully. You can use it. I can pay for it. And it took me, like, it was constantly, no, you're going to play games. I'm like, I'm going to play games anyway. You can't stop me. I have a Nintendo 3DS, and I have endless time. You can't stop me. I will go, I will literally go over to a friend's house.
Cheese,
exactly.
That's literally what I did.
That's literally what I did. I went over to Ben's house. Ben knows this. I went over to Ben's house just so I can use his Wi-Fi, just so I could play League for, like, 4 hours. I was just chilling in his house. Ben's mom was like, hey, what's up, man?
I didn't actually know that, dude.
Just vibing. And that happened for about like, I want to say a month, and then I'd get like a VPN. I'd pay for a VPN so I could game at school in after hours. I'd sit in the cafeteria. I'd game there on a laptop just so I wouldn't have to go home with the zero internet life, dude. It was wild. Eventually, I convinced mom. We got like a Spectrum guy in because, you know, Monopoly everywhere. You can only have three Wi-Fis, and the apartment doesn't support WoW. I would have gotten WoW. Not endorsed, by the way. But,
Hey, if either one of those companies wants to sponsor us...
Hey, true.
Hey, what's up? Bang, we're still here. We're still here. Manscaped?
Hey,
Manscaped?
G Fuel, listen, anybody...
Manscaped, Dollar Shave Club?
Dollar Shave Club?
Listen, if you sponsor a drink, I got you. If you sponsor... Bro, a gluten-free food company sponsoring us?
We cut off Chico.
I swear to God, if you say G Fuel one more time, Harris.
G Fuel.
But yeah, that was kind of a little adventure out of my life.
Yeah, we didn't get the story. You got Spectrum. That's it. It's the end. And now.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much it. We got a repair guy, technician guy. there was like a little white cable from the basement that we used to connect to like TV. We used to have cable until we stopped paying for it, and then we just plugged that in the modem. And I eventually got an Ethernet cable and just ran it through my desktop. My desktop actually had a little wireless adapter, USB, absolute crap, absolute shit. Like, does not work. Does not, it's so crappy, right? Like, eventually I got mom to agree to have an Ethernet cable stretch from, it's only like 30 feet, like maybe less, like from the main room to my room. And I put it around the perimeter so it wouldn't be like visible, but you know, she's a freak for that kind of like ADHD. Not ADHD, I'm sorry, OCD.
Ethernet cable goes across my room, down the hall, down the stairs, through the living room.
It's like taped onto the back of the stairs.
Yeah, but you're like, your homies don't care, right? Your homies are like, hey, whatever.
They don't care.
It's a game.
My old Wi-Fi actually worked better. I paid to get worse Wi-Fi and set up an Ethernet cable. Because the thing is, it's better for them, but it's worse for me. I paid money to get a downgrade. But I got that Ethernet cable. This is a 50-foot Ethernet cable, long enough. Dude,
yeah, I gotta say... Oh, continue.
Dude, like, the whole meme of, like, Ethernet immortality amongst their group. So, I used to be in a dorm last year. I should technically be in a dorm this year, but I lied. And so, OC requires you to stay in a dorm for your first 2 years, unless you're living at home. And I'm like, I'm technically at my house. Sure. But in the dorms, man, that Wi-Fi was trash. I don't know why, but just it would not work on a desktop every once in a while. And that sucked for especially doing homework. Like, I'd literally just be like, where the fuck do I go? And so I was just...
You don't have, like, a library on campus?
No, there are libraries on campus. There's tons, but it was just like, I'm like, what do I do? And so there was, like, a...
Obviously, you put the desktop in your back.
Dude, obviously, I bring my fucking... But, dude, like, it would...
You replace one of the library ones.
Yeah. I was so frustrating. So I went to the agricultural engineering building, and they have really nice... They have a nice computer lab. They have double monitors. You can use it. Uh-huh. So I was like, oh, man... I'm going to use that for my stats class because you can have the spreadsheet open on one screen and then you can have the instructions on the other and so you don't have to keep switching. And I get there and they're like, hey, you're not fucking authorized to be in here. And I'm like, I'm paying thousands of dollars to be here. What are you? And so I had to walk my dumbass over to North Campus to use their computer lab and they only have single monitors. And so I'm like, that's it. I'm buying an Ethernet cable. So I plug it in the wall, I plug it into my computer, and guess what?
It's perfect.
It doesn't
work. Nothing happens. Nothing happens. The Wi-Fi is still garbage. And I'm just like, what do I do? So I call OSU, like their like student helpline. I'm like, yo, you gotta help me. I need to set up an Ethernet cable. It's not working. And so some poor like... junior on the phone talked with me for hours and still couldn't get it to work. I had to call like 3 different times where I spent multiple hours on the phone to just be like, I want to use the internet, please. Because you have to get like your thing verified. So you're just not like a random just hooking up an Ethernet cable and just using good OSU Wi-Fi. And so I finally like get it verified and I'm just like, I have returned. Like, and it was just dead on Discord for a couple months. I just fucking rise from my grave. I'm just like, hello, welcome.
I have the power.
Yeah.
And so for a while my Discord caption was Ethernet immortality. And I'm just like, and people were like, is that a game? Are you playing a game? And I'm like,
this is my state. You got games on your phone?
Bro, it kind of baffles me that your dorm Wi-Fi was bad, because, like, my dorm Wi-Fi would, like stutter, but, like, overall, it's better than the Wi-Fi, like, at home. Like, I don't really understand what they... I mean, I guess it's the agriculture building, but I don't really understand what the agricultural people did to deserve that. They barely know how to use it in the first place. So.
They farm.
Dude,
No. I'm justified in this. I've had it told me stories of how he had to turn on somebody's computer because they didn't know how to do it before.
So my stats class... So this is a statistics for applied agriculture. I'm a food science student. fucking at this shit. I'm like, oh, this sounds interesting. Let's go ahead. It was a pretty easy class. I get into our labs. So our labs are pretty basic. It's just like, hey, there's all this data related to a farm. Figure it out. And it's just like, what do you want us to figure out? And so we would like walk through that stuff. This dude comes into lab so stressed, so flustered, big bubba dude, and he just waddles on in. He's like, I'm here, I'm present. And he's like fiddling with his computer. He's just like, oh no. And he's like trying to get it on. And I'm like,
you good?
Hey, bud. Yeah, and I just fucking like press the monitor button. And I'm like,
"Good man, there
you go, man." And he's like, and he looked like he was just about to die. And I'm just like, "All right, man, we haven't even started the lesson yet, and I'm already concerned for your health." Like, that class was rough, dude. I had like a.
That's the one that you got and, like that you went through the whole like academic trial for so, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. The,
so
oh, man.
I. Yeah. This is just becoming like my stories now. But we had group projects that were really frustrating where they would give us a huge set of data and they say like, you know, there'd be basic like criteria you need to fulfill. It's like, hey, find this value, find this, you know, ratio, describe it, kind of like basically the idea of it was you're like a sales representative who's like, based on these statistics, you're gonna pitch this to a company. I was like, okay, that makes sense. For the most part, like, the group work was fine. It worked out pretty well. But I got this trash group. I was like, they didn't want to do anything. The first group, the first time we worked together, I'm just like, hey, yo, just send me your stuff to submit. We can do this. It'll be fine. Divide the group work into thirds. We got this. They send me their stuff. I don't have much time to look it over. I'm like, I don't care. I did my part. I'm going to turn it in.
Big mistake.
We did so bad. We got like a 60%. It was rough. There was like a potential for like, let's just say it was like, there was a potential for 100 points. Like, you know, we only got 60 and I provided 35 of those.
Jesus.
I'm like, goddamn. So collectively they both got a...
Harrison
died.
I hit the wrong button.
Collectively they got about 15 points each. So it's really rough. Next assignment comes, I'm like, hey guys, last assignment, kind of tough though, but we can make it. If you have any questions, just ask me. I can help out. I'd love to work for you guys, you know, get this done. I'm trying to be that good group leader. You know, it's like, I'm a freshman. This was my first class. So it was just like, we're going to try and figure this crap out. One of the dudes never responded to that message. And I'm like, okay, great. Can you do part B for the next like assignment? And he was like, just okay. And that's... That's all the interaction I had with him. Other dude was clueless. He had no idea what he was doing. And so I'm like, all right, we're finally done. And so I'm working on like, it's like due in 2 hours. And I'm working on this assignment with like this clueless guy. And we're like, man, this is going to take forever. Might just take the L on this one, boys. And I get an email from the dude who got part B. And he sends me part A, part B, part C. And I'm like, oh my God. Thank you. Like, he stepped it up. I'm like... Dude, the promised land. It's time. You brought it. Finally. I was so proud of him. And I'm like, dude, I'm so tired. I'm so desperate. I'll just, whatever. I take it. I submit it. And a couple days pass. I'm like, man, thank you so much for doing that. You really brought it. I'm glad you finally, like, tried to pull your weight. That was really nice. I get an email from the Department of Academic Misconduct saying, hey, bud. Hey, stupid. Did you pull a stinky? Did you shit your pants? Cause we smell something stinky. And they said, guess what, shithead? You cheated and you didn't even know it. The dude apparently fucking just ripped the entire assignment from his buddy who took the course last year. And I'm like, what, dude, you're so... If you're gonna cheat, be creative, man. Like,
bro, at least rearrange the words.
It was like verbatim. And so, like, I had to represent myself, like, in front of, like, the academic misconduct committee. I'm just like, here's my innocence. I'm like, I was not aware any of this was happening. I asked him to submit his work. He submitted me the full project. I asked him, hey, can I use this? Is this okay? He said, yeah, that's fine. I submitted it. I was like, okay, I'm done.
Huge.
And I got very light
punishment for that. I just got basically like a slap on the wrist, just saying like, hey, don't do it again. And, you know, just be careful in the future. But it was such a stressful process, especially for a freshman. Oh my God, I was like gonna lose it. Cause it was, I literally like had panic attacks multiple times because of it. It was horrible. It was like the worst freshman year experience ever of like, no, sorry, I can't hang out. I have to go to court. And I'm just like, I hated it. And, but the funniest part, so we had to like provide evidence of why we think we're innocent. And so I was very selective with what I wanted to share. I was just like, okay, here's some screenshots from our group conversations. Here's some screenshots from our submissions for our assignment. But this other dude who was really clueless throughout the entire project just sent the entire group chat. The entire group chat. So there's nothing funnier than like this super serious formal like interview where this guy is like trying to just ask me what happened. And then he references, like, he takes out of like a folder, opens it up, looks at a document for a second and says, now we have you on record saying, quote, dude, you are the fucking king of shit. And I was like, I absolutely panicked. I was like, what? And it was like, it was like my reaction to the dude submitting the entire project. I'm like, you're awesome, like, oh my God. I like, he said, quote, fucking legend. And I'm like, I'm like, I was so like dreaded. I was so like, what happened? And I just look over at this cheesecake next to me. And he's just like, and he's like a senior and he's like some sort of ag business major. And he's like sitting there in a tie. And I'm just like, and I'm just like, what is your deal? Like,
what you mean?
It was so painful.
Fucking, damn,
fucking king of shit. That, and that is pretty much, that sums up my my freshman experience was fucking king of shit. But
I have,
yeah, oh, no, sorry. Go ahead, Harrison. Ooh, I want to stop talking.
Oh, yeah, so go.
I have a question about a topic that is close to all of you. The underscore house, as we have started to call it.
Oh.
Do you guys want to talk about the developments involving that? Because I know it involves all three of you and potentially me a little bit later.
Yeah, Chica, you want to talk about it? Yeah, Chica, you want to talk about it?
I can't wait back. Listen, I'm on a camera, right, bro.
Chica, why don't you explain your perspective on it? Considering you are the guest, of course. You get,
as if I haven't talked enough. Okay.
You are the guest today, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, whatever time you're listening.
Well, so my homeboy Patrick, right, he approaches me like, probably like
in a dark alley.
He approaches me in the alleyway when it's 12 a.m. he approaches me, he's like,
bro, you trying to live together?
I'm like, oh, sure.
You trying to live together? You trying to start a family?
And he's like,
You trying to have a family dinner, huh?
Huh?
You trying to have a cozy night? You want some fried nummies? Ooh. You want some?
Harrison's like, tell your story also, Harrison. Let me just
distract
you. So Patrick approaches me, is like, dude, I think I'm looking for a roommate, you know. The usual, like, you want a room together? I'm like, sure. And I'm pretty sure Patrick was, like, in the process of finding roommates. Patrick joined this house that already had people in it. But the people graduated. The students graduated. They moved on. And so many of the spots were left vacant. So I was on the list already originally. But Patrick invited Ben and our friend Jack and... I'm pretty sure Duncan Tompkins. I don't know if that's, yeah, Duncan Tompkins. And all these people are in the underscore Discord. We have frequent interactions.
Frequent.
We've talked about the underscore Discord, and Jack has been on the podcast.
We've kind of labeled it the underscore house because it's just all of us.
Because, yeah, like 80% of the people are from this Discord.
Mm. Yeah. I'm personally, I'm excited. I hope that everything goes well and I can get my associate's degree because I need to find an internship before... the lease in August happens, so I can make it on time and get 100% like secured already. I already got my driver's license recently. I know I'm like the last guy to get so, because I was like terrified.
Let's go, Chica.
20-year-old can't drive XD, but I do have my driver's license. I'll get a car sometime soon, you know. I'll get insurance, even though it's like $200 a year. I mean, a month. I don't know. Big money, government taking my money again, yeah. You know, the usual. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to no flame on Jack, but I'm excited to kick Jack's ass for being lazy. So
yeah, the underscore house is my current house right now. I live with a bunch of upperclassmen who are going to be moving out, and I just talked with like basically you guys because like hey. Y'all got displaced by COVID back to Columbus. I never left. You want nummies? You want
chicken?
You want fried chicken?
You want chicken?
So the underscore house is set up to be my current roommate Daniel is staying, but it's gonna be me. It's gonna be Benjamin Sasha. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna be Chingus over here. Additionally, it's gonna be Duncan Tomkeys. He's a friend of ours. He's a really good League of Legends player. He might come on for a future episode.
True.
So,
yeah, I believe he coaches now for the college that he's going to as well.
True. That's right. I heard that as well.
I think he recently quit competitively playing the game for a multitude of reasons. But from what he was talking about, I believe he now coaches a team, and I don't know where the college he goes to is. I think it's somewhere
Utah?
In Idaho.
Utah?
He was at Utah.
It's Utah. It's Utah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Tomkeys was.
I recently talked with him, and he's actually looking into trying to get some sort of like position with a kind of like esports like marketing team. That'd be really interesting.
Ooh.
Because he's basically he talked a little bit about coaching and kind of that process of like what that potentially could be, but he's honestly like it's not that fun to him. He wants to more of just kind of like still talk about the game but not that direct. So but future episode fun times.
True.
Yeah.
Gotta get him out.
Yeah.
Maybe he could be a caster, you know, like spit the facts.
I can imagine him as an analyst. I think he'd make a cool analyst. Because he's got the personality, right? And he's definitely got the game knowledge, right? He played competitively. He peaked, wait. Did he peak in Masters?
He peaked Masters.
I think he peaked High Masters, mm-hmm. though. I think he was close to Grandmaster. From what I remember, I'm not quite sure, but I remember him and Virtue were fighting in Discord. And it was really funny because Virtue tried to flex his rank, and then he got outflexed.
That is true. Yeah, Duncan was D2 and D1 for the majority, and then I remember he breached Masters playing top lane at Darius, and it was for a little short while, though. Masters was very...
Hello,
very
mirror. Oh, Pat, mirror show us your painting. That just reminded me of that.
Oh, wait, Patrick, I have a question for you. Question for Patrick. What's in that British suitcase you have over there? Is that a record player?
That is a record player, yeah. It was a gift from my dad, so if you don't know this about me, my parents lived in England for a couple years before I was born. They're both originally Americans, but they lived in England for about 3-ish years. And my dad is super nostalgic about anything British. And he wishes that I would be the same, but I'm like, bruh, I live in Ohio. I am surrounded by corn. What's up?
Take your
corn
potatoes.
Corn nation.
Soybeans.
But, anyway, Harrison just wants me to show you some panties. So should I just do the... Yeah.
Yeah. Selection. Yeah.
So this one, just started working on this one today. So we had to do a self-portrait. I'm shit at portraiture, so this was fun. And I made myself look like a Lego man. I'm yellow. It's not done yet, but we're getting in there. I got my fucking dirty-ass ape arms, as you see.
He do be kind of Greek,
I do be kind of like, just Ooga.
Big man.
Return to monk.
Big man.
But,
let's talk about the story of that piece. How long did that take?
Oh, my God. So, this actually today took... less than 3 hours to pull off. We sit down, my professor is just like, the goal of today is speed. And I'm like, George, calm the fuck down. I refer to him as George because I'm just like, you're just a homie at this point. But Ben knows this horrible story of me. Mm-hmm. So this started out as an ink drawing that then we painted. And oh my God, do I hate drawing with ink? Because if you make a mistake, it's there.
You dislike squids, squid, bro?
Dude. Fuck Squidward. Mm-hmm. Fuck Damn. Squidward.
Unlucky.
And that ink drawing took 4 hours, and it was painful, and I hated it, and it smudged everywhere. I felt like an ape because I just dragged my wrist across the painting, and then just literally all the ink would smear, and I'm just like, I'm an ape. I don't deserve this higher brain function. It is the end of times. But I'm really happy with this so far. It's not quite done yet. Gotta fucking give myself a nose and, you know, eyes. I'm looking like 2D out here.
By the way, for audio listeners, a couple of these podcasts that we have actually faces in, this one, the last one as well, I believe. And I believe the one before that.
And I think the one before that.
Are going up on YouTube. So check the description of wherever you're watching this. And you too will be able to see. Yeah. So
I just kind of realized like this whole bit is going to be really weird. I'll show one more and then I'll be done. Ooh. But I did this one recently. Our goal was paint a tree, and I'm like, okay, shit, what do we do? And he's like, hey, you want to fuck around with some rocks? And I was like, sure. So you fucking put rocks in the paint, and so it's three dimensional. So there's a bunch of fucking rocks glued in.
It's bump.
It's real rough. You'll get a splinter from it, genuinely. Because there's wood fibers in the paint. But yeah, this was super fun to do. When I asked my professor, what do you thought about it? He's like, it's ominous. I don't like it. I'm like, what do you mean it's ominous? It's just a tree. And it's like, something bad's going to happen. And I'm like, what? George?
The danger. George?
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 George the jungle?
George. Oh, bro, the Curious George theme song.
True.
It slaps. Bro, no, I don't think you understand. It slaps. Genuinely did not know that a theme song could slap that hard.
I just
hard.
Love that. Just like, you don't understand. You don't understand.
You aren't cultured enough to understand the
Monkey theme song is godlike.
Bro, that is in my liked songs on Spotify. It is that good. It deserves. Like, it's.
Goddamn.
Whoever made that song, thank God for their life and well-being.
Thank God for their life.
Damn, they existed. Let's go.
They were probably having a good day, you know, like Israel Kamakawamuli, or I butchered his name. I'm sorry. He's a beautiful guy. Rest in peace. Made the Over the Rainbow. So.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely.
Yeah, you just said
that,
Kamala. But, I'm like, what?
But sometimes, like, you're like, same with Gangsta's Paradise when Coolio was recording it. I read up. It's like sometimes you're just feeling it, you know. Sometimes you're gonna let it out, and you'll let out a masterpiece.
I mean, Blurred Lines was famously two people literally sitting there, just like singing at each other. They're like, "Yo,
Blurred Lines
kind of
also
fire,"
like,
and they just started recording.
Wasn't Blurred Lines like? Didn't they rip off like a soundtrack from something else?
Their background beat was the same as some other song, but I don't remember what. But both of them came about it organically. They just like the two of them were sitting together. It was like the two of them were sitting there drinking or playing cards or something. One of them just like started drumming a beat on the table, and then they just started singing together. And they're like, "Yo, this is kind of amazing." So they literally just popped down their phones, started recording, and that was Blurred Lines.
Damn. On a side note, regarding music, it's like, when you think about it, when you think about, like, I know it's completely, like, different, but like, when you think about, like, you know, more goth culture and more, like, metal culture now, like, imagine, like a band like Black Sabbath in, like, their 20s, and they're, like, they're smoking weed, they're getting high, and they're like, bro, what if we just wrote some music, bro, but what if it was a little darker? And then they write the music, they play it, and, like, 60 years later, it's got a giant-ass cult following, and they're, like, the gods at the top. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's crazy.
I mean, it probably feels pretty good, realistically, if you think about it. They went, like, it probably felt pretty bad for the first 5 years, then the sixth year hit, and they were
I mean, I feel like that's just, like, the creation of anything that's not, like, an immediate hit. There's just going to always be that time frame when we were making things when no one knew us. Like,
I miss the times when, what's the one song by Gautier? I forget what it's called.
Somebody
I used to know?
Yes, I miss
Wait,
the times
when
that was a slap.
I thought it was God.
I'm pretty sure it's Gaudier. I don't know.
Gaudium.
Well, you know, maybe we'll get yelled at in the YouTube comments.
Who cares?
Who really cares? Bro, I miss the times when that was a bop. Also, rip that band.
It still is a bop.
That was like a one-hit wonder.
Well,
though.
No, but like, I miss the time when it was like, a bop. Yeah.
It was on radio all the time. Same with Gym Class Heroes and My Heart's a Stereo Hearts. Featuring Adam Levine from Marine.
Way back when I didn't know who any celebrity was, so I thought it was just premiering like Taylor Swift and like Jesse Eisenberg. Dude, I've always like after watching that music video, I just want to paint my entire body. I'm just like, we're here. I have access to paint and too much time and a dwindling mental state.
I will do this. I always do think it's interesting though about like one-hit wonders versus people that work like years to get up the position they're at. Like there's a lot of artists like that will talk about essentially like when that moment hits. You gotta be ready to seize it because that moment's probably just gonna hit once. And the people that are the one-hit wonders are the people that haven't had as much experience, so they don't have the power and the experience to kind of push through and make that what they want it to be. I always think that's fascinating.
Who made what's the song? Is it Blinding Lights or Binding Lights?
Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Yeah. I think so, bro. They gotta come out with another thing soon. They're at the point where they need to catch their moment.
The Weeknd's, I think it's one guy, but he's done stuff in the past. He's done oh crap, there was a song that came out. Oh crap, I Can't Feel My Face. Do you know that song? He came out with that. He's been mainstream for a while.
Never mind.
He just
decided
to make something from the 80s, like 80s sounding and something more like that. And he succeeded. He hit the spot. He got it perfect.
He combined the oldies and the
current music and he just melded into one song and it came out great. But I definitely agree with you. If he can make something like that again, I'd love it.
No, yeah, I think music has very much become... I feel like a lot of... There aren't really many new music artists that are becoming popular, except for like Lewis Capaldi was one that just kind of popped up out of nowhere.
Billie Eilish kind of just appeared out of nowhere, right?
Billie Eilish.
Like she was working for a while, she had like one hit that just kind of blew up.
And then she continued.
Yeah, and then she just kept going.
So, yeah. I feel like I would never, like, Billie Eilish, I guess I kind of, like, expect with, like, would be popular with teens. But, like, I guess Lewis Capaldi makes sense when you think about it. It just did not, like, I was like, who is this guy? And then 1 week later, it was like, oh.
I see.
All of his songs are on the radio. Okay.
Thoughts on 100 Gex is a...
I don't listen to mainstream as much anymore, though. I think, like, me and Patrick can kind of, like... We both listen to Gorillaz and Alternative a lot, I'd say. Like, Tame Impala and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's...
I would argue that Alternative is becoming very close to the norm.
I definitely, like...
Or the norm is becoming close to alternative.
Ooh.
You know? Ooh.
But,
it means the same thing.
I remember just, like, working at a coffee shop, putting on music for the coffee shop was always kind of, like, a weird thing. Because, like, hey, what energy do I want to force onto these people today? I'm like, because, like, yeah, if I really wanted to, weird. I could throw some weird shit at people, and they would have to take it. It's just like, I am the source of your beans. Like, dude, you can't do anything about it. And so I'm like, are we feeling like, are we going to start a riot? Are we just kind of, like, tired this morning? What's the mood, boys? And so it's just like... put it on like some alternative stuff and like at some point I found this one playlist that was kind of like a bop. It was kind of vibing. It was like the 1985 to like whatever. It was like the 1974 to 1985 Black Power Radio and I'm like, okay.
Yes, I remember this. I kept seeing that in the recommended on Spotify whenever I would like go there and I would either queue that up or I would work with somebody who would queue up music before me so I could.
It's just really funny. I've had so many times where managers walk in and they're just like, man, I love this playlist, and I'm like,
yay,
you'll never know what it is.
There was one day where nobody was coming in, and I got so bored, I played a Crystal Dolphin playlist.
Dude, I put that on all the time.
No. But this was like when we first discovered it, and it was like when we first started working at the bakery. So I was like nervous. somebody was going to come in, and then I was like, I don't care. And so I played it, and immediately as Crystal Dolphin starts, somebody walks in, and I was like,
put on like meme trendy TikTok music, and I want someone to walk in, realize what song it is, and lose their shit. And I'm just like, you fucking degenerate. I see you. I recognize you. Real recognizes real. Real recognizes. It's kind of funny. Like, we had like a new coworker at our cafe. And I was telling her, like, hey, have you ever listened to Gorillaz? And she's like, no, I haven't. I'm like, oh, they're really good. I think you'd like them because it just kind of matches your vibe. And she went over to the iPad and started putting it on the radio. I'm like, wait.
Oh,
what are you doing? You got to make sure it's the clean version. And I just did not care. Did not care. And so we're like 5 songs in, and it just like, I'm like,
did she like
She fucking vibed with it. But it was just really funny because we just got to Clint Eastwood, and it's just like talking about ass cracks and shit. I'm like, all right.
I'm in a bag.
Bro, I remember I was talking about music with somebody at work, and they were like, have you ever listened to this band? Yeah, this specific album is great because it's about how people would react to a zombie apocalypse. And I was like, it was Taylor. And I assumed it was going to be like metal or something. And then she started playing it, and it was like weird alternative like punk rock, but also not. Like, there was like a lo-fi song in there at some point, I'm pretty sure. It was so weird, and we were closing, and I was like, this is like I don't know about this energy, man.
Talking about Paramore punk rock, or
well, no, there was some like Paramore style punk rock, but then there was like lo-fi, and then there was like alternative, and then I was like, what is happening,
me listening,
man,
to lo-fi when I'm like shooting my Gatling in the zombie apocalypse.
Listen, bro, maybe lo-fi, somebody vibes with the
lo-fi
zombies.
Lo-fi
beats
to kill zombies and relax,
to kill zombies, too.
All I'm saying is, how different does somebody who does meth and bath salts look from a zombie? The only difference is the skin deterioration.
Oh.
I mean, shit.
Bath salts. I mean, you're kind of not wrong. Kind of
shitted over there.
You got me there. Kind of shitted my pants. Got me there.
Bro, I've been reading a book where it's like, okay, obviously it's about dinosaurs because it's me. But like, dinosaurs just appear, and it's like a zombie apocalypse, but instead it's just dinosaurs. It's just a dinosaur apocalypse. And I was like, huh, that's really weird. And a lot of the book is like kind of entertaining, not really. I just read it for the dinosaurs. Like 90% of the time, this dude shot another guy's kneecap off. I was like, okay, calm it down.
Alrighty.
Where are the dinosaurs? Where are they?
Too rough for 4:30 in the afternoon. Calm it down, mister.
Yeah, I was like, I just woke up. I'm trying to read some calm stuff, and you just shot a man in his kneecap in front of all of his friends. But they like mentioned a bunch of different dinosaurs, and I was like, oh, that one's cool. But they don't name some of them, which really makes me angry, and they also misname some of them. And I can't get it out of my head. I'm like, that's wrong. That's incorrect. Stop. It's not right.
Shit's getting
real,
like,
in
the dinosaur fandom
God.
Over here.
Also, the first encounter of somebody killing themselves was in the end of the second book, which I was shocked by completely.
Damn, spoiler alert,
I was,
by the way.
I don't
like,
even know what book series this is. I'm already like spoiled.
No, okay, but like realistically, if it like I probably like
dinosaur
I wouldn't
because
like
happens.
Dinosaurs are cool. I'd be scared, but I'd be like, yo, hey, I know about you. What's up, homie? But like, I was just surprised because like
homie,
these people walk across an entire populated city in England, and they only find one occurrence of that. And I was like, that just doesn't make any sense. Like. And it was a pharmacist. Like, it's like he could have just stayed inside, man. Like, he would have been fine. Sorry, very much a side tangent.
Dinosaur gang.
Well,
huge.
Chico,
What?
How
what
has,
is it? What do you want from me? What do you want? What do you want from
if
me?
If you were caught in a dinosaur apocalypse, who would be the first person that you would bring with you?
Not a person. I'd bring a fucking anti-tank rifle with me first.
Okay, you have to bring a person first.
That's my person. He's called Dimitri, my trusty friend.
Sasha.
Dimitri the anti-tank rifle. Sasha.
If there were to be a dinosaur apocalypse, where would be the first instinct on a place that you would go to? Like,
locally
what place
or globally?
Would you
there is
go
no,
to
there
in your
is
mind?
No safety. They got fucking
globally. Like,
birds
globally,
in the
there
air.
Is a zombie apocalypse. Not
they
zombie.
Got giant
dinosaur
fish
apocalypse.
In the sea.
There are flying dinosaurs, there are running dinosaurs, and there are swimming dinosaurs. There's all three kinds. Where
dinosaur
do you go?
Army. How am I? I'm in fucking Ohio. Where am I supposed
to go? You have one magic plane trip.
I don't know.
Where do I go? The United States. Where's the United States military at? Where's their fortified defenses?
The military.
I mean, like, probably, I don't know. I'd probably go to a gun store, you know, buy some, like, bombs.
Huge.
My man really just said buy instead of steal.
Yeah.
I mean, how deep in the apocalypse are we? Are we on, like, day one or are we on, like, day 50 where they're in
the
fucking trees?
The escalation
the
is, like, day one, there's probably, like, one dinosaur for every human on the planet. Day two, there's, like, three.
Wait.
Like, three more come.
Wait, how are they multiplying?
How do
they
they're
keep
just
coming?
Summoned?
Bro, hello?
That's a great
like
question.
How the fuck did this story start?
Imagine they get summoned
like
through a portal.
Day one, you're about to say there's one dinosaur, and they're like, per person. And I'm like, oh.
You know, maybe a dinosaur for like a third of the human population. A third or a fourth
Patrick,
of the human
for
population.
For every baby that is born, three dinosaurs spawn.
You've awoken the dinosaurs.
But, and then essentially they just keep coming. You don't worry about how they keep coming, but they keep coming.
What?
Where do you go?
Do they just like come out of the ether?
Just
or is it like they have
to
like
go.
Yeah, pretty much.
So like I can't like have a property and then they just summon on the property or some shit or like
well sometimes they can, sometimes
so it doesn't
they can't. It depends. There's a,
doesn't
no,
matter,
no, no, they can't like appear in like smaller area like in like
wait
a minute. Well no,
they're
they can't
summoned
appear
in the grassland.
They don't generally they generally appear in wider spaced areas because they're large
Patrick,
dinosaurs.
If it's a 1-to-3 ratio, why don't I just start killing people so they just start disappearing?
It's not how that works, but sure.
Bruh, dude.
There's one dinosaur for every three people. It's simple. We just get rid of the people.
It's just that easy, folks.
Get rid of the people, dude.
Now,
we just try and tame
a dinosaur.
Absolutely.
How worse do you think it would be to tame
Absolutely.
A dinosaur?
I mean, how are you going to do it? You're going to have
you
gonna
steal
feed
an
it,
egg.
Right?
We're going to get rid of
you
humans anyways.
Of an
or you hatch it.
That's
yeah.
true. That's a pretty solid
way to do it. Me and my homie's
riding
the Tyrannosaurus.
You steal an
Rex.
Egg. You
it's just,
take
it's
care
just
of it.
Rathalos IRL.
It's just Monster Hunter World.
Yeah.
Science has developed these new greatly effective weapons. It's just a switch axe. It's just a gunlance. Like, yeah, Chico walks out of his house with the revolver with the spear on the end of it.
You have met your
time.
Doom.
Is come.
Time.
Oh man.
No, but an anti-tank rifle. Actually, no. Fuck the anti-tank rifle. I'm getting a fucking tank. Technically, tanks are legal. You can own one right now.
Technically, that would work depending on the size of the dinosaur. Because some dinosaurs.
You're telling me a T-Rex is gonna face tank yes. a tank?
Oh no! I mean... If you shoot it, it's gonna die. But if it
that
comes from
the
side,
the
it will
L
tear
real
through.
Fast.
Chico, it will tear through the metal of the tank with its teeth.
The dinosaur.
Yes.
What if I shoot it in the mouth?
If you shoot it, it dies.
Then
it
dies.
But if it gets to you before
but
you
if
shoot
it,
it
walks oh behind God, you.
So here's what we do, guys. I wish I had a notepad. We're gonna get three tanks. We're gonna go in triangle formation. And we're gonna
How
have
are we
each
gonna get
other's
food?
Bag.
We're gonna get three tanks.
Too bad. You're eating dinosaur. The more you kill, the more you eat.
Bruh, Harrison.
Those things are.
I
What's
had
up?
Some basic ideas for a future D&D session. That would just
yeah.
be
but we're not even done
a,
with this
like one. A primitive humanity theme. Instead of be...
laser dinosaurs?
No, but just regular dinosaurs.
Primitive humans, laser dinosaurs?
No.
Yeah.
I was not thinking about laser dinosaurs, genuinely. But I was thinking Harrison would enjoy some dinosaur combat and also some dinosaur friendship. Dude, having...
Of course I would.
Having the Beastmaster Ranger, but you get a fucking Velociraptor.
Oh, bro, I don't think you understand. That would be my dream. That would be my dream, is to have a, like... I'm gonna be thinking about. I'm gonna make that
pixelated
a class.
Hairs.
I'm gonna make that a subclass. I'm just gonna call it dinosaur tamer.
I mean, well, literally, you just take the Beastmaster and when it says like,
no, it's specifically dinosaur.
What, so you get like mounted benefits for it.
Yes, and it will involve intelligence.
Hey,
you become an archaeologist.
I'm sorry,
it's
to,
a
I'm
wizard
sorry to
subclass, and it's a familiar based one.
Why would it be a wizard subclass?
Because you need
but
to
guys,
be smart.
You get one shot.
Yo, what
Harrison?
You want?
Patrick.
Yeah.
Ben hasn't talked like at all. He has 3 stocks. Get him.
Hello?
He has 3 stocks. Jump his head.
Yo, what you want from
ben,
these dinosaurs?
Would you ever
want
to join?
All right, Ben, give us your life story in 5
Would you ever
want to
join our D&D sessions?
Join your I already joined your D&D sessions. I'm just a ghost.
Like,
I'm a fly
no,
on
like,
the wall.
Oh, yeah,
a
he's
character.
Working.
I'm
he's
lurking.
As a player.
Once Pat stops telling you spoilers.
I've already like mostly stopped him.
I know.
Would you wanna...
Not a ton about the current campaign. It's.
Would you want to join us eventually at some point?
I mean, I think it would be fun. I wouldn't be.
Let's go.
To catch everyone up. I'm currently running a campaign that currently consists of Harrison, Chico, Leggy from a previous episode, and Jack from a previous episode. And I am DMing it. It's completely homebrew. And it is a sort of like Wild West sort of mystery sort of bullshittery inspired a lot by
I handicapped myself, by the way. Mm-hmm. I gave my character a negative intelligence in a mystery D&D where I'm the only one who knows things about the game.
But anyway, it's heavily inspired from a lot of like Native American and Navajo folklore. And it's a really fun campaign so far. I've had a lot of fun doing it with these guys. But every time we finish the campaign, it literally just like they get madder and madder at me.
I stay up at least 2 extra hours after just thinking about it every single time.
But
and I can't even. I blurted out what something was, realized my character, and then Pal's like, "Would your character know that?" And I was like, "Shoot. My character is stupid."
And potentially, I might begin streaming these later in the future. I'm not quite sure. Or I might just like start recording them and editing them for like their best bits or whatever, just to be fun. But yeah, Ben, so far his position in like that group is he's like an observer. He'll just literally just come and chill with us as we play. And I've proposed the idea of, hey, if you ever want to make a character and just like, you know, make things a little
slip on
exciting.
In.
But the thing is, he knows spoilers because I talk to him all the time about D&D. And so he knows a little too much. So we're just going to wait for a little bit.
A little bit too omniscient.
You know too much.
You can always incorporate him as like a side character. Like,
I will be the Shambler.
He knows
like,
too much.
He knows too much. Hey, we killed the Shambler. The Shambler's dead.
Oh.
Thank God, honestly. I would have been so pissed if he ran away.
I tried to get him to, but y'all got too slow.
I know. That's true. We did have two slows.
Do the viewers know context on the Shambler?
So the Shambler
he's a big murder mystery.
He's
man.
Kind of like the big with suspect chains. For the recent murders in one of these towns, and they've managed to track him down, and he's some sort of undead creature, and they're like not quite sure who sent him. So that's the huge summary. But.
Sounds about right.
He's absolute massive.
Big bull.
But yeah, who knows? We might do some cool stuff on the podcast of D&D in the future.
True.
With these homies.
Yeah, I think doing like I guess it would be like low budget critical role.
Very low budget.
But I think that would be really fun to like start streaming that or do something like that. Oh, that's something that I want to talk about. I know we should probably be doing this like not on the podcast, but I think it would be really cool if like obviously we've talked about other content that we want to do involving all of us, but is there anything that we want to tease potentially and see how people feel about it?
We're definitely like thinking about trying to do some live stuff, either just some vlogs or maybe even doing sketches.
way in the past, I had a YouTube channel, and I used to post stuff on there that was like gaming and some random fun stuff. We did like the bean, like the jelly beans that are the wrong flavors and everything.
Boozled challenge.
Oh, yeah, it was so fun.
Damn, I hate
it. It was
that
so
thing.
Fun.
Wait, how long ago was that? That was, wait, was that when you guys were
yeah,
in Sonic?
Yeah,
that
was like over. That was about 4 years ago.
I remember watching that video and Ben had a pink hat on, and I don't know why. Or Ben or William had a pink hat on. One of them did, and it that's the only thing that sticks in my mind from that video.
I had purple hair.
That you did a purple hair. Two of us Twitch stream. Me and Patrick Twitch stream.
I haven't streamed in weeks, but good luck with that one, Chief.
He might stream again at twitch.tv/ Patty Parable. I Twitch stream every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday or Monday. twitch.tv/skyradio1. I can't get the 81 out of my name. It's
a
curse.
You're just stuck with it.
If the person with the name just Skyre, SKYRE, is listening, please, for the love of God, I will pay you to change the name on your account. I need it.
I need it.
One thing that I think we were thinking about was doing on the YouTube channel, either like personal videos where like one of us does something. So I think Pat talked about potentially doing something around cooking.
I mean, yeah, like eventually we might just do like takeovers. Mm. So we'll have like the Quantum Snow takeover where he basically like runs the show for a bit and we do whatever he wants. We'll have the, you know, the Skyre takeover, and we'll probably do, I don't know.
Pat takeover.
I don't know.
Yeah, we've got lots of grand plans. We talked about the underscore house a little bit beforehand, but once we're all there, it's going to be a little bit of a playground for us, because from there, like, we can set up cameras, we can do a cooking show, we'll be able to do these podcasts live around a table.
Cooking show podcast in the scuffed kitchen.
It's beautiful in there.
Have you guys seen Patrick's kitchen?
I have not.
Everything is hung up on screens, nailed into the wall.
just like in the beach house. Yeah.
We have a mini fridge on top of our regular fridge.
it's like the little Among Us crew.
Yeah.
It's the exact same energy, dude.
I'm super excited for us to do IRL stuff, and I think one thing that we've kind of been talking about is recording us doing sometimes me, Patrick, and Ben go on like nightly walks, so just finding a way to record those. Should we just talk about stuff? We just like walk around. Pat and I did it for a while, just because, and then Ben and Pat did it for a little bit, and then Ben was like, hey Harrison, do you want to come to this one that Pat's, and I was like,
Join us.
I needed to get out of the house, so, but yeah, I think that would be fun. I really want to, I wish we could go somewhere and do something,
say,
but also, like, COVID.
Me and Pat talked about this a tiny bit, and I thought it was a really cool idea, where we did a little bit of a road trip and went back and looked at some of the old houses that we have lived in, because I've lived in, like, 6 states in a foreign country.
Does that mean we get to go to Australia?
That would be awesome.
Hell yeah.
But it would literally be a trip up and down the East Coast where, like, I'd take you all the houses. Or, like, Pat, we go back and we look at his houses in Virginia and for Tennessee. Like, it would be so cool to just go back and get a little bit of the story and the history of each person. Because, like, I have a million stories. Pat has a million stories. I'm sure you do as well, Harrison. So just going back and looking at
Harrison has three stories. He only has three
stories.
We could drive if we go to Lakeside, which would cost money. But if we, I think staying there could be a fun little like recording thing. But if we go to Lakeside, I can show you the house where Jack quote unquote saved my life that we keep bringing up from time to time. I can show you where that was. And I can show you where Will literally almost died going like 30 miles per hour down a hill on a bike and fell. Yeah. So that would be fun. I can show you my quote unquote like vacation houses, because my dad likes to go places, so he takes all of us every summer.
Dude, imagine if eventually in the future we end up going to Australia.
Bro, I would be, you have no clue how down I'd be. We could visit Zebedee, bro. Bro, we could bird watch. Awesome, he's in Australia right now. It was really funny. I was on Snap Maps just like I was bored for some reason. And I was just like going around. I think I was like, I like swiped up and I was like, why do I have so many people in this other area? And I realized it's all the people I added from Miami group chats before I left. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. And so I just kind of like to scroll around to like Europe and Asia because I know nobody's going to be there, but I want to see if anybody just happened to travel there. And I saw Zebedee in Australia and I was like, oh, that's where he went.
Wait, which part of Australia, Ben, did you live in?
I lived in Melbourne for about a year. Which is pretty much, if you imagine Australia, it's down right above Tasmania, which is the little island off the south coast. I lived in Melbourne for a little bit, and then we did a little bit of a road trip up the east coast of Australia. I got to visit the Great Barrier Reef before it's fully deteriorated. Pog. I have a whole bunch of cool stories there. Like Melbourne was really cool. The person who lived like right next to us was this artist. We have some of their pieces up in our house where they made like weird, like ghostly, like rounded figures. It's interesting. And there was some person in the neighborhood that we lived in that made these metal monsters out of like cans and trash. They would be like a can with like two bottle cap eyes and like sticks that would come out the side of them. They just like pin them up on like telephone poles. And there was just like hundreds of them around the neighborhood. No one really knew who put them up. There was some artists that did. We had like a couple of just random different stories that I can tell at points. Like there was one point in time where we were driving along the side of a road. We come down into this campground and there was two people there. One of them was shooting an elephant gun, shooting trees down with an elephant gun. They were felling trees with an elephant gun. We come down, we go, that's a little bit of an issue. And they're like, yo, what's up? They're like Australian rednecks. They're like, yo, what's up, guys? What you guys doing here? You guys coming to be with us? We're like, hi. They're like, you guys want to shoot gun? We're like, no. We ended up chilling with them. We taught them how to cook marshmallows over a fire. Like, it was just... Okay.
Wait, you're telling me they knew how to operate a gun, but they didn't know how to toast marshmallows?
Toasting marshmallows over fire is a American thing. Nobody else knows it exists.
Huh.
Kind of crazy, right?
I didn't actually know that. That's cool.
So, like, we bought marshmallows. Marshmallows there are not, like, the little kind of marshmallows we get here. They are fucking, like, that big. Like, humongous. Because they're for cooking, right? They're if you need to have, like, a lot of marshmallow in something, you either get marshmallow fluff or fucking chunky mushrooms. So we were going out camping, right? By the way, getting to this place was fucking hell, like literally hell. So there was like two paths to get to this campsite because it was like miles away from everything. One of them was along this road. It was about 3 miles shorter than the other path, and it was like along the side of a cliff. And we're like, you know what? It can't be that bad, right? It's the side of a cliff. It's 3 miles shorter. For God's sake, we'll just, you know, snake our way through. It was a one-lane road that was two ways, and it was cliff on one side, cliff on the other side, 300 feet down into a river. If you went off, if you saw another car, because it was like 3 miles of just cliff, if you saw another car, one of you had to back your way all the way along those 3 miles of just cliffside. Uh-huh.
Jeez.
And so... kind of scuffed, kind of scary. We're going across. We have a minivan. We see someone else coming on the other side. We go, oh God, what do we do? It's a little bit thicker. We decide to skate around either side of them. As we're passing by, one of the back wheels of our car starts to slide off the side of our cliff. And we go, oh fuck. My dad literally just guns it and manages to snake along the edge, scuffed both of the cars. But we didn't fall off the cliff. Woo! We're fine.
Ben's
Fog, not even close, baby.
Chico, do you have any... Oh, sorry, continue, Ben.
I was going to say, beyond that, yeah, it was like, we get down to the campsite, and obviously these people are going crazy. They're shooting off elephant guns. We're like, what the fuck? These things are loud, by the way. Like, extremely loud. It was crazy. They had no ear protection on, because, of course, they're crazy Australians. But it's like these two guys and their three kids, and we come down. Yeah, it was three, like, young kids that were, like, younger than us. They were, like, second, third grade, maybe. And, you know, they're just chilling out in the middle of the woods. We ended up becoming friends with them. My mom almost stepped on a poisonous snake there. It was fine. It was hiding underneath our car. She went back for water. It said hello. But yeah, we went like rafting in the river with our kids. They're super chill. And yeah, we taught them how to cook marshmallows over a fire. Welcome to Australia, baby.
You know.
It's just Chico, do you casual have any, things.
Chico, do you have any traveling experiences? Anything?
Well, I've been in a lot of places. I've been, and I'm not meaning to flex here, friends. I really back when I went there, I was a little shit. I mean, I'm still a little shit, but just a little bit more grown up. I was more of a little shit back then, and I didn't really appreciate, you know, many of the things I saw. For example, like I've been to Italy, I've been to France, been to Europe a lot. I have cousins in England. I have cousins in Moscow. Moscow's actually not that good as you think it is. It's cold. The people are mean. You fucking walk into the deli shop. A mean-looking babushka like looks at you like, "What do you want?" And I'm like, "Bro, I'm just trying to get some ham, bro. Like, trying to get some ham, man." He's like, "Ham $3.99." Like, some shit like that, you know? Like they, as much as like I love like Russia's like image, the people there are just. Man, the people there are just mean. But back to my home, my mother's and father's home country, Azerbaijan. When I was younger, like this was like 10 years ago. It's kind of vague in my memory, but we used to walk along like we had a little beach house there, and right now that's all commercialized. You know, there's like a bunch of buildings there, but back then there were just ruins. Ruins of like old beach houses that were never built. There was like you could see the sea from where we were on like a cliff, and every time we descend, you know, every morning we descend down the cliff. It wasn't like a giant one, but you know, pretty steep, mostly sand, and we descend and go, you know, swimming in the pretty sure it's the, I don't know if it's the Caspian, crap, I can't remember, but it's a giant lake. It's not really a sea. It's just called a sea because, you know, big wake, huh? But we're descending, and back then, like, let's say, like, the milk is delivered by, like, milkman, right? You don't necessarily have to go to the supermarket. Milkman brings his little donkey across. Donkey's got some milk. Donkey, yours! Just a little bit sometimes, you know? And I'm like, "Bro, can I ride the donkey?" He's like, "Yeah." And I sit on the donkey. His donkey says... and then fucking runs, bro. This dude bolts. I don't know what made him run, but this dude fucking bolts it. The milk's juggling. I'm holding on for dear life. 10-year-old Chico's like, "What the fuck is going on, bro?" Eventually, the donkey stops. My family comes running. It's like, "Bro, what the fuck?" Apparently, I'd kicked the spur or something like that, and the donkey just decided to go like Rambo and just run it down, you know. It was a little traumatizing experience, not gonna lie. I've never looked at horses the same ever. But it's a little something.
Huge. Well, I think we are starting to come to that time of the day again. Chico, before we leave, do you have any questions for us, by the way? Anything you wanna ask us?
Damn, I kind of feel a little sad because I didn't come prepared with questions, but...
You didn't have to come prepared with questions. You're the guest.
If I ask the questions I want to ask now, we're getting into some very deep...
Are we talking existential Chico type stuff? Save that for the gang. We're going to have a session with the whole gang. Save it for the session with the whole gang. Then we can get existential Chico stuff.
Existential Chico. Because, you know... things are going on in the world. We're all, and then most of our generation is, you know, a little depressed, a little this, a little that, and we got a lot to say, you know, which I won't say now.
We're a little bit spicier than the previous generation.
We're white people, but we're spicier white people. You know, we're not afraid of the.
Well, I guess some of us are. I guess some of us are. We'll find out soon. Listen, all I'm saying is revolution is near.
Dance, dance.
Civil War Part Two. Hello.
Captain America Civil
and
War.
With...
All right. Anyways.
But yeah, Chico. Anyways, yep. Chico. Anything what? You'd like to shout out beforehand at Twitter and Instagram if people want to find you?
Shout out?
Yeah. You don't have to.
Hey, if y'all got clown sightings, hit me up. Oh. My Instagram is CMD_JesterPrompt. And I think that's the only social media I have.
It'll yeah. be linked in the description.
Look him up.
Clowns,
look,
I take
look
clowns,
him up
bro.
On op.gg Cheekser, CHEEKZR.
The NA region.
And with that, I think we'll wrap it up for today. I've all been right. Harrison Dupler here with Patty Parable, Ben Saja, and our fantastic ooh. Guest Chico.
Thanks we'll for having me, guys. It's been great.
Yeah, we'll hell see yeah. you all next time. All
right. Thank you, guys.
Cheers. Adios, gamers.
Have a good one.